Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brother, deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up because you notice that thing was stuck. Even a DVD she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me of that butt you got made.
My everything, my everything. is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
Brand new banger. you're jamming with the exclusive hot new mix.
Imagine no rapping, imagine niggas trapped. imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine it having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got the crack. Imagine life so hard. Can't imagine it's like living in the city of God. You feel me? Imagine life on the yard. I'm trying to get that dollar on some.
Brand new banger.
Is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, it's your man DJ Headlove in the building. With boy Ali and Sweet Pea holding it down this Friday, yay. What's going on, my people?
I'm just chilling. It's been a lot I've seen going on. What y'all been up to, though?
Oh, man, I'm trying to see what's going on. I've been in the blind.
Well, you know, I guess the main artist for the rodeo, they have people with them. So Bun B is calling his the All-American Takeover this year. So this is his third year that I just found out. But I know he bringing Nelly with him. So okay. They're about to start releasing the artists that's going to be with him. But they're going to do it to build anticipation like they always do. But this is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you go on there and look at Ticketmaster, all of the tickets are resale tickets right now. So they already, yes, resale. So they already higher than they supposed to be.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I know people could sell tickets and stuff like that. But I didn't know you could buy all the damn tickets and then sell them back.
Yeah. Yeah, they got down with that one.
Yeah. I ain't really feeling that shit.
They got down with that one.
I saw a couple of other people having concerts and events and stuff, but like we were talking about last night, they taking their stuff to the Woodlands and stuff because it costs less and the tax and all of that.
Plus, the Woodlands got some nice venues out there, too.
They got who?
Some nice venues.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. But that right there, it's really like going to another city for me.
Yeah.
I think you can't even really catch the bus out there. You can catch the bus, like, to the edge of town, and then you have to walk.
Yeah.
You ain't got to call them. You can call them. You can call them without being long distance, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I seen this other thing, too. You know, Kiki Palmer says that she's thinking about retiring from Hollywood. I want to know what y'all think about that.
Well, I don't know. Kiki Palmer, she's a young lady, you know. She, Hollywood might have went through her rather than her go through Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like she paid her dues, you know. She's been doing that since she was a little kid.
Yeah. And she feels that she's getting better roles, you know, by her being an age veteran.
She definitely is a veteran. But I tell you another thing about Hollywood. They won't say it out loud and they won't talk about it. Because they sprinkle a few of us in there. But it's still hard, you know, for the darker people.
Mm-hmm.
You own like that. You gotta be basically, you get on your own. And once you get larger than them, they try to recruit you.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I'm really not feeling about all of that stuff.
Problem? Well, I don't know.
This is not...
Mm-hmm.
What about all this?
I don't know. I heard him tell me something.
Hey!
Well, go on, big bro.
Hey, man. What's going on, big
car? What's going on?
Who all on the line?
Me, you, and Sweet Tea.
All right.
Well, I
want
to
know what you think about
Kiki
Palmer and my sister reposted that thing, sent her the screenshot. She done reposted it, talking about check me out, y'all.
Yeah, tell them go in on now. The whole city, let them know. That whole side.
Yeah, she was real happy about it. I tried to wake her up when I heard it, but boy, she was out like a log. Out of there.
I wanted to know. I appreciate the support, everything. I thank y'all, man. Everybody, man. The whole truth. It ain't nothing but the truth. It's just all connected. You know, it's just that's why I'm just telling there's a whole bunch of truth now. I thought me and Julia. That we just got to talk about, like, we damn near like no limit. True everything. True where? True sister, truly is Monroe. It's another truth. Eric, we linking up. The truth is coming out. The true soft man down with him. The true soft man down with him. And true movement kicking in.
Yeah. We started a true revolution.
True revolution. It started kicking in. Remember, everybody was true soldier. When No Limit came out, everybody was true soldier. Nigga, I'm true.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a little necklace. I had me, got me one.
That true?
I had me a No Limit, a No Limit chain.
Yeah. I had one of them too.
My daddy bought it for me from just what everybody else was wearing.
I had the Rap-A-Lot hat on. I had the Rap-A-Lot fitted hat. I got it to Texas Freaknik. I wore the hell out that mug. Big Chief handed it to me in the crowd. Big Chief had it to me in the crowd. Huh?
Well, I had just told him, I saw that Kiki Palmer said that she gonna retire from Hollywood, so I was wondering what you think about it.
She resigned from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Hollywood ain't like it used to be. Everybody on Tubi, everybody on Netflix, Freevee. You got all these other movie networks now.
You don't need them judging you and telling you what you can't do when you clearly
can. Right.
I told him when you build up your momentum on your own, they don't have no choice but to let you in. But most of the time, there's still a few of us in there, but it's still a light skin thing. Or like a generation thing. When you look these people up, I don't think that Illuminati shit is all the way true. I just think that these people are related.
Say that again.
I said, I don't think that Illuminati shit that everybody be saying is completely true. But what is true is a lot of these people are related.
A lot of people, say it again, sweet.
A lot of them are related. A lot of these artists and actresses and stuff, and whether they find it out after they get to know each other or they know before, a lot of these people are related. I don't really believe a secret society is doing it for that many people. But I think relatives are, though.
I'm gonna say it's half and half, you know, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
All of it's real. They, like you say, like we discussed the other night, all them Jacksons, from Sammy to Curtis, I'm quite sure they all can. From the Jackson 5, we go all the way from Jackson 5 all the way to Curtis Jackson.
Yeah.
Probably. Man, it's a lot of random ass celebrities that's related. That I just, and like, you like, I'm gonna call it Ludacris, but it's way more than that. You know, Ludacris was a DJ and Monica was a child prodigy, so they both met their own way. But I'm just saying, it's a lot of people that's related just like that. And what's her name?
Travis Scott, I mean, I like Scott. I like everybody, you know. I like all Texas rappers. I'm not just a guy raised down there and just that I like all rappers, period. I mean, there's some rappers out here. Like we were talking about Eminem, them cool to me. Eminem, all of them, you know, because, you know, the white folks always been in the rap game with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sexy Red in the building.
Hey.
What's going on, Red Mama?
Hey, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
Everything's going good in Dallas.
Right on.
I got a big, big trip to Vegas coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, yep. That mental health thing I've been working on and then flew me to Vegas. Papa, we're going to Vegas.
Sound good.
Sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I never been. See something I never seen before.
You gonna take me with you?
Y'all always with me, anyway.
Ha ha.
Yeah. I'm telling about you, Rick. Yeah, tell them about everything I know. Shoot. But
I want to be on the.
They didn't put me on a panel. I can't believe it. I supposed to be talking.
Right on.
So I'm excited about that. Sexy Red and so showed up.
Right on. So what is this event
the
that you will be
corporate
on
lady now. But it's so cool. I want to thank Buddha and Mrs. Lady B. Thank y'all too for having me on the Flex Radio thing you do. That was what's up. And I appreciate all the endeavors that y'all do for me. Because we can't get to each other by our face, but we can get to each other on this face. It's cool. So thank you guys, always. And it was cool to talk to Lady B because I had seen her since Econ, you know, passed along. So it was cool to see her. She snuck up on me, and I didn't know. And she said, I don't think you remember. I said, girl, I know. I'm always remember that because that was a special birthday for me. So I appreciate that. Lady B reaching out to me and doing her thing. I'm proud of her and everybody that's on the panel, you know.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want y'all to pray for myself. Safe travels while I go. Tell all my brothers and sisters where I'm going, you know.
That's what's up.
You're going to be good.
Yeah, I'm going.
You're going to have fun. Don't let them talk you into drinking them big drinks, though, in the sun.
Sandy D don't drink anyway, so they can't talk me into nothing I don't do.
Okay, good.
I drink a little bit, but I don't be doing all of that because once you got drunk the first time, if you done learned the lesson, baby, no.
Oh, man.
I don't play with that alcohol. Mm-mm. That's a sleeper. Silent sleeper. Uh-uh. To get your tentacles off. And I don't play with that. I got to be focused. And that alcohol gets you disturbed. And you be inebriated. Uh-uh-uh. I got to be on point.
The alcohol had you somewhere with your legs up in the air. Don't be it.
Yeah, whenever I leave a drink, it's going to stay right there where it's at. Because people be woofing stuff. They was making it woofies. And I ain't got time for nobody to be woofing me. Because I didn't got woofed before.
Oh, no.
I thought you drank,
Sexy Red.
I drank, but I don't drink like that. I drank.
Oh, you don't get drunk.
I don't get drunk. I drank and then let them think they thinking. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You make them think what you think you're doing. No, you can't trick me. I ain't no trickster. I'm strong over here. Strong body. Can't trick this one.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
I got tricked when I was young. That was enough. Mm-mm. No. Can't do me like that no more. catch me as a fool as once, and that's it. That's all, folks.
Yep, oh, look, did y'all hear about this man? It was a man who was, he filed a police report and went to court saying it was a man stalking his 22-month-old daughter and other kids from the school. And they went to court, and he was granted the restraining order, but then it was dismissed, right? But the same man was convicted of raping a 6-year-old. So
he was
stalking the man baby, like 22 months old, not even 2 years old. So he got a restraining order on him. And then the court dismissed it. But the same man was convicted of raping a 6-year-old. So
nasty.
I don't know what happened in between, but the father went to the man's house and beat his ass with a shovel and told the police he finished him off with a bull horn or some kind of a moose horn or something like that. And he drove his damn self to the police station.
Whoa.
Yeah, I meant to start with that. I forgot to tell y'all, but yeah, I seen it. I was like, whoa.
He stabbed him with a moose horn?
A bull horn, something like that.
Oh, that's that loud thing that beeping your ear, go, ah, one of them things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing get real loud.
No, like a real.
No, no, he stabbed
the animal.
He stabbed him. He stabbed him with a bullhorn on moose horn.
Mm-hmm.
He stabbed him with a bullhorn.
Yeah.
How'd he get a knife on a bullhorn? Huh.
And maybe it was at the man's house, so I was thinking. I was like, maybe it's at his house, you know?
Did he kill the man? Or he say he drove?
No, he killed him. He said he beat the hell out of him with a shovel, and then he told the police and he finished him off with a bull horn or a moose horn or something, but it was a horn.
Both of them sharp, moose horn and bull horn.
Yeah, they.
Mhm. Okay, boy.
They even hit her with the shovel. That's what cold cops them right there. The shovel.
Look, though. Wow. The judge needs to be in trouble. Why would you drop the restraining order on a person like that anyway? And they tell you the person is parking outside of a daycare. Because a baby that's 22 months old, they go to a daycare.
Who are watching the babies? How they let this man get to them babies?
Right.
He didn't get to them, but people noticed he was parked outside the school.
If you notice a nut parked outside the school, wherefore you didn't do nothing then? That was suspect right there.
He got a restraining order, and then the court dismissed it. They gave it to him, and then they dismissed it.
No, they dismissed that. They got ready with their papers.
Look it
so
up.
They be calling
the story
it
I'm telling you about.
They be calling it dismissals, but they be getting away with them papers. They be taking their paperwork. So he had somebody on the inside. For that to happen like that, he had somebody on the inside. He had to.
He did for it.
Well, karma come back too.
Yeah.
Like that guy, I see everything. Why people be doing all that quiet and thinking they getting away with it? God watching you.
Man,
he watching all of that. And you gonna get your tenfold one way or the other. when you thought you got away with it. The Green Reaper coming to get you every time. You can't run away from that stuff. I don't care how far. God let you think you think we're doing something. And you done gone about 4 or 5 years on. And you ain't got comfortable. He let you get comfortable. And then he come to you and say, you forgot about that, huh? Just like that. That's how it happened, Captain. But then stop playing with God. That means the truth.
Yeah.
People be playing with God.
This is my thing, though. Well, look.
No, that means I need to play with God.
This is for the court system. If they tell you that this man is parked outside of a daycare and you run his background and you see he's been convicted of raping a 16-year-old, why would you drop the restraining order?
Half the time these people don't be convicted, and that's just the media to play the fool. The media play their role. They dropped that fool. He wasn't ever convicted. If he was, somebody lied and said that then.
Well, no. I was telling you what the news said.
Look, if you got somebody on the inside to duck them papers, them papers never get heard of. Look what happened with the city of Dallas when that records builder got hit. All that stuff was FBI, CIA, all that stuff, incriminating stuff. And the water main break, they do look like that to trick them off. That's what that was. That's what you say, that Illuminati stuff. Yeah. Don't get talking to me. So they come back to you.
That was a complete fail in the justice system. Because if they tell you a person like that parked outside of a daycare, they supposed to go to jail, and that's it, period. Because it's on his background, it's on his record.
He has somebody that means has somebody on the inside then playing that game.
Yeah, that's following you, you know? They definitely follow you. That's the one that got me. The boy old Wuzzy drove himself to the police station.
He had an inside leak.
That's crazy.
That ain't crazy. Uh-huh. Shit just be happening. So then you come down here, I see it all the time. You come down here to the city of Dallas, nobody be in them offices. Don't nobody
be right.
It be empty. And you be waiting in line for hours. Where them people at?
You know what?
Be praying.
Saying too, old boy. I said that he has to be completely triggered. Because you know how it is with people who got kids. I don't, but people who got kids, you learn how to play with it. But something must have happened to a woman that speaks to him in his life, like maybe a sister or his parent, or maybe even him.
For him to react
to him.
For him to react to him. If I got sexual assault to him when he was a little boy, somebody messed with his numbnuts, and this is what happened. Got sexual assault.
Somebody
never
told
about
that. Lord,
that's what happened. Same thing with the R. Kelly story. Look what happened to R. Kelly all that time. R. Kelly was getting raped by that lady. That's what made him think that it was okay. That's how it happened. That's what we call that sweep under the rug stuff.
And since we're talking about sweeping under the rug, guess what we're going to rub? We're going to fix some of these jams right quick. Yeah,
this is what they do.
They
do
this
on the road like it never happened.
Y'all stay tuned and don't turn that dial, baby. 2:30 we'll be back.
You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. Now, now, now. You can't stop my wave. Now, now. You can't stop me. Why try? Yes, I'm smoking. Why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave, now, now, now. You can't stop my wave, now, now. You can't stop me, why try? Yes, I'm smoking, why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life.
So on, can't hate on the boss. My grind so soft, can't ride my wave. I know a lot of haters from around the way. I know a lot of haters gon' hate every day. I get to the money, I spend it on the game. I'm working 9 to 5, I put it in the bank. I got my own merch, got my own stew, got my own gang, I got my own thing. Stay focused on the prize, don't stand around me. Don't fuck up my vibe, don't lean on me. Got out my camera, I charge you a fee. Can't ride my wave, can't float like me. This is Mamba Four Life. Bitch, I'm Cali till I die. Yes, that legend has arrived. I see you as a small fry.
You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. Now, now, now. You can't stop my wave. Now, now. You can't stop me. Why try? Yes, I'm smoking. Why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave, now, now, now. You can't stop my wave, now, now. You can't stop me, why try? Yes, I'm smoking, why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life.
You can't tide a wave. You can't ride my wave, no, no, no. You can't rock on a stage like me. I swear them haters watch it stay. I know some haters envy me. I'm from a different atmosphere, a different brand, a different cloth. Bitch, I grind, I don't see you there. I don't feel or even care. It's F.O.D. Look, tell the haters, we float over obstacles, float over figures. Focus on the game plan, focus on the maker. Hey, you can't stop me, oh no. Icy drip is so cold. Watch the wave, they know the name. Boss, a legend in the game.
You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. Now, now, now. You can't stop my wave. Now, now. You can't stop me. Why try? Yes, I'm smoking. Why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. You can't stop my wave. Now, now, now. You can't stop my wave. Now, now. You can't stop me. Why try? Yes, I'm smoking. Why lie? On them haters flow by. Boss, I do this for life.
Let's get away from the east. Let's rock. Shut our mouths and not for certain. All these pretty girls around me and I hide.
I'm on T.O.P., that's me on top. And the Reza brothers on G.O.D., we won't stop. My coupe like a dude that's bad with women, I don't see no top. The world spin on my time like I got Neo Watch, son. I got them Ricky Ross aspirations. Smoke and kill, and it's presidential, that's assassination. Still screaming, fuck Trump, that's half the nation. I'm dope as the doc script, but I don't have the patience. And this cut deep like lacerations. I'm on top like trichomes on trees. I'm probably my life right on a beat, you know. Right where I wanna be. I fight like Muhammad Ali. I'm most deaf, the present day white version of Talib Kweli. A G-Rap, I know that they need that. Give a fuck about your feedback. Believe me, they see that, that we on top.
Said I'm out and up for shit. All these pretty girls around me and I hide.
We on top.
Tell me not worry about no competition. Now we on.
Got the heart of a lion, the mind of AI. That's that Canada and CA vibe. They gon' bump this from Paraguay to Shanghai. Got a insane mind to stage nine. And y'all can't fuck with a kid like Chris Hansen on Dayline. Yo, if it matters, I'll make time. And if it don't, then I don't pay it no mind.
I couldn't.
I'm just a fly motherfucker, been having paper. It's all Rex, killing a record with the gladiators. I told my chick, give me brains now, you could be mad at me later. Me need top, and they ain't really hard to get it from these easy dots. And in time, they gon' see me on a TV watch. I found a strength to carry on, my haters wanna see me lost. I got a sick mind, I wish I could delete these thoughts. And sometimes, in order to win, homie, we need loss. I'm set. Yeah.
Said I'm out and up for
shit.
All these pretty girls around me, and I'm hot.
We on top.
Tell me not worry about no competition.
Tell me no.
Now we own the buildings, we used to work in. We on top, we on top.
I'm not going back to no normal life, to no normal life, to no normal life.
See, I'm not going back to no average life, to no average life, to no average life. I ain't going back to no normal life, to no normal life, to no normal life. See, I'm not going back to no average life, to no average life, to no average life. All these pretty girls around me and I hide.
Tell
me not worry about no competition.
Tell me not worry.
Now we own the buildings, we used to work in. We on top.
Said we on top. Said we on top. Said we on top.
You are now listening to TMGXP.
with the ones that top. We never see the winner cause we just too hot. Gotta get that guap, spot that cop. This game on lock, no key. The new West, that's what it's gotta be. Getting money in the hood, all good. Got pulled like a bull, like sure. We holding, we rolling, rolling. You holding on it. We got no breaks, no need. No holding me. My enemies know that I got that heat, so you best not sleep, don't show no weak. We creep like dawn, ring the alarm to the zone. A fool with the two when I lose my cool. Still on cruise with the ooze.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
We up in this thing. True West Radio. This is Mr. T. 18. Everybody line, open.
Everybody okay?
Kind
of sorted. Yeah, he's waking up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I know. I got the bullshit sitting in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. You heard about your mom?
What do y'all know, mama?
Simone Biles, first American woman to succeed in the Olympic gold and vault competition.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it. She is breaking records all around. And living her damn life.
I thought she couldn't remember flip. She come back and show the ass. You do more than flip.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all know.
Oh, y'all about her, what you call it, too.
Now, that Mr. Everywhere and I wanted to give some knowledge about this. But Megan Thee Stallion, she got an agreement with somebody, but she maintained the rights to her stuff.
Megan Stallion got the rights to her stuff?
Yeah, but she reached an agreement with some company. The stuff that she doing.
Oh, so she settled for the rights to her stuff.
She doing all of this on her own dime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this time April Hudson, she did that ball for her. This time April Hudson. I've been trying to tag team that, though.
This tag team stay happy.
But I know it's an event. They do an event on a. What is it? I'm gonna call them, pull it up.
They had the agreement. They just showing me now about they had to what you call it? they keep showing me about this stupid little beef they got going.
Hey, with that
bubble
over there. TV just needs some
on the 19th of April. So
okay.
People got, if anybody want to be a vendor or live or perform or do food or something, they do sending information to realspill3@gmail.com. Y'all want to be on it. Dang. They also showcasing artists and more. So they doing it before the 420. They doing it Friday night.
It's the one of music is what I'm trying to say. That right there was
So she got an agreement with the Warner label, but she still owns her stuff and her rights and stuff. So they must really need some help to be doing that kind of a deal, you know.
Everybody going independent, so the majors. That's why I said they listen to us now. Major podcast, radio. They looking for people like us out here making noise, doing it, doing with a little bit of nothing, making something happen. That's what they looking at. So.
Yep, they took our formula and turned it over to the celebrities and told everybody, y'all better go make a radio show and a podcast and this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it just a little bit harder for us.
The thing about Megan, she, I don't know if she's still in college or not, but that was her, that, she was going to be a lawyer anyway.
She graduated.
Oh, yeah. Well, she know the game. She a rapper and a lawyer. She do entertainment and crime.
You got to be smart. Them folks are trying to undercut you with that paperwork.
Kelly Rowland, I think she majored in criminal justice.
You said Kelly did that?
Kelly Rowland, she majored in criminal justice.
I didn't know that.
Y'all, let me get off this phone. Let me, Stacey Red gotta go because the lady's come back. She ain't see my payment. She got me all the way used to. I took y'all
back.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Miss you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Julia.
I'll see you later.
All right.
I'm a fucking dog. I see you getting ready to go on a boat trip or something.
I still have to be back.
Bye, Julia. Bye, Nora. Bon voyage.
Bye.
Hey, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, man. Like he always said my name. I said, Fred.
What the hell is going on, y'all?
Just chilling.
Just chilling.
Talking about how Megan Thee Stallion reached an agreement with Warner, and she still gonna own her stuff and her publishing.
Well, yeah, a lot of people selling their catalogs to people, you know, because they sell the catalog and they still got their stuff, so they new stuff, they own their new stuff, but somebody else own the catalog, but you still making money off the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She got some kind of deal where she still retaining hers.
Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing about all this whole thing. It's all about deals. If you could talk up on something and somebody agree to it, hell, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. If you could talk up on a deal, that's what everything is, a deal. They want you that bad, they'll love. Hell yeah, I'd like to have her catalog. She can still have publishing and all her rights and stuff too. It don't have to be an exclusive deal. It could just be like,
yeah,
you know, basically, hey, she sold some shares to them. The way they could get some money off of whatever she made, you know, whatever she made the deal for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all that is, which is a smart-ass move.
Most certainly. Especially with her, I was telling them the last couple of projects she put out, the singles, she did it all on her own. The production for it, the videos, everything.
Yeah, because if she was with a company, she wouldn't be able to do that. Because the company would have to agree with that. So if you did it on your own, you could give anybody shares of your company or your song.
Yeah, she did it on her own because, you know, Nicki Minaj went live and told her that she was finna buy her masters. Nicki Minaj was finna buy her masters. So, you know, she owned her masters.
They beeping from something. I heard something on XM. I was listening to XM in the car and they was beeping about something.
Did you not just hear the song Have Love Just Played? Good foot, heavy on my good foot. One little lean, making everybody shook.
Oh, I didn't even hear it and shit. It's all good. I looked it up. They was beeping about some shit. I'm like, oh well, you know. I want them to come and get beef with my girls. That's what I want.
Man, for whatever reason, I know something happened. That's what I'm not clear on, but for whatever reason, she made a song, and in her song, it was one line, a couple lines about the Megan's Law, which is where people are supposed to register themselves when they move to a new state. And Nicki Minaj's husband is on house arrest right now for failing to do the same thing. And then she took that and made a whole song about her and was talking about her mama, all kind of crazy shit. But the song was whack as hell, so it wasn't a good song. It's not a good song.
I see what Trudy is talking about. She got a song talking about good foot. Megan got shot in the foot. Oh,
man,
God.
Come on, man.
I see you now.
Come on.
Man.
I turned that mug into a trail ride song, crack.
I wish they would come for us.
Because hold on, remember what you said, Scratch, both of them got into it, right? Yep. Okay, Scratch, Hello, please play the song. I'm sorry.
You got Megan and Stallion, but we got some beasts around this motherfucker. They eat horses.
But okay, but let me ask you then: did you say something about Nicki doing the song? I'm trying to hear the Nicki part. I hear Megan.
Yes. You gotta listen to it. Listen to the lyrics.
Really? I got a song.
That's how the true do it.
Exorcist was the first one. The ex, the girl play ex, she was playing Annabus, Lady Annabus. When she was tied to the bed, that was the spirit of Annabus. Yeah.
Nigga, when I was a kid, that was the only movie that scared the fuck out of me, bro.
Shit, me too.
I was scared like a motherfucker when I seen that movie. I was like, what the fuck?
You guys are a bunch of pussy. It sucks. A bunch of pussy.
When y'all see me post a picture, with my Annabelle doll, don't say nothing.
Hey, it's all good like firewood. I just know. Hey, you know my thing is off with their head. Fuck it. What they gonna do? Come on through to the
well, you know that Louisiana, that's voodoo town, that's voodoo state anyway, so they probably really scared.
Hey, y'all, Monday. I got this song called They Say I Drink Too Much. I'm gonna put that motherfucker on for Monday. And you're gonna really hear me. You're gonna hear me go straight ham on these motherfuckers.
Luda, I sent that drop too. I sent that drop.
All right. Thank you.
That's what I was doing before I got on.
Yeah, I had to listen to that song. You might get them come at y'all with that. That's how my Nikki and if you send it to that Instagram and that Twitter and shit, you send it directly to them. They might come at you.
It's fine.
I ain't gonna say shit. And then too. Then, Trudy, I got the computer acting right, so I send you that track. If I don't send it tonight, I'll send it tomorrow with you and 99. That's what I want. I wish they would come at us, nigga. Between Trudy and 99, wax on, wax off. Get out, Rocky.
We have a new found member.
Well, you know I'm all about having a good time. I'm the kumbaya, y'all, man. I'm about the peace.
That nigga say kumbaya.
That would truly call me kumbaya, man. You gonna bull with the kumbaya. I don't want to hurt nobody. Don't want to hurt him. I just want to smoke and have a good day.
Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
I told you that I called
Mr.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
My bad,
boo.
Y'all
hey,
give
you
me ride, my boy.
Some just can't get fixed, my nigga. That's all it is.
I'm gonna tell y'all like this,
buddy. It ain't fixable. Sometimes you just gotta throw the shit in the trash.
That Barbie doll car gonna pull up on y'all. What y'all gonna do? They pull up in the Barbie doll car.
I'm gonna wet that motherfucker up. That's what's gonna happen. That motherfucker had to come in as a Barbie doll car and leave his Swiss cheese.
Then we gonna be on the y'all. We gonna be on the map then.
Y'all must have had
kumbaya, my lord.
Before I saw Reverend, I said, "Nayin', nayin', freein' lanes, nay, nay."
Yeah, I heard.
If they could beat,
they could tell you what you were doing.
If they could beat, I ain't scared.
That's
the only thing I'm saying.
Y'all see me live at the block party, hitting the nay, nay, and the whip, whip. So, I'm saying it's a big Mardi Gras block party tomorrow.
I better get some beads.
better get some beads.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is show your tits. I'll throw you some beads, nigga.
Calm the fuck down. Not just to me. Talk to me.
See them big fat beads. Those are the big old fat ones that they be having.
You don't get choked with. If you throw me some beads, you get choked with the motherfuckers. I promise you.
Hey, you gotta catch me first.
You throwing me some fucking beads. You giving me
if
fucking
I
hell.
They probably knock your ass out if you don't catch them.
And they may trip your ass when you think you can carry one. I'll be just like Scorpion with the beads you put on me. Get over here.
I ain't scared to run. I will break. I throw them motherfuckers to run like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they might hear somebody else. Yeah, I know a 60 to 40% chance you're going to be hitting me with them beads.
I'll be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. I was throwing them motherfuckers at head blood.
Yeah, you have to apologize to somebody. It won't be me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You're not
a hard target to hit, nigga.
Hey, I'm from the country. You can't throw no hoop to me and not expect me to loop your back.
Hey, I'm from the city. We learned how to run for police, so...
Well, I know you ain't
won't know where they came
from.
Hey, look, you won't even know where they came from. You won't even know where they came from. Somebody threw some beads at me.
But you ain't heard that song different. That's the one I need you to mix them after. They want that song different I was telling you about.
Can you send it to me?
Let's see.
But you sent me a song, but it wasn't separated. You got to send it to me separated.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, you got to send it separated, though.
Okay. I'm
if you want me to mix and master it, you got to separate that shit.
I'm going to send it as soon as I get out to it. I'll go ahead and do it now, baby.
Yeah, my motherfucker. That goddamn, I drink too much. Man, that shit is so hard. Because you know what I did was I used, don't you remember, The Bridge Is Over? The KRS-One song? I redid that. And I put some funky shit on that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting ready to get some people mad at me.
Is it y'all son?
Yeah.
Super Bowl in Sunday.
No, man.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to be mad. It's all right.
I want them to be. I want somebody to say something. I want somebody to do something. They going to show, nigga, it ain't no pussy up in here. Ain't no pussy in here.
She was a man, got his dress messed up. I can't remember that artist, was it? One of them artists got their dreads snatched out. One of the mean artists. Who it was, Sweet Pea? I don't know.
Somebody took his extension. His extension.
What happened?
That's what I'm going to say. Had to be extension. That's where they dreadlocked you. Had to be extension.
No. I know motherfuckers that were fighting, and they still got the niggas dreads that they was fighting. Like, yeah, niggas, I got that nigga shit, taking pictures and shit.
Yep, this happened yesterday. What? It was a wild lady. It was one of them. Yeah, it was.
You give you a ball face.
Well, you know, you got people with dreads. And they dreads are strong, but you got some of them people, it seems like they dreads be hanging on by like one hair type of shit.
Some of them, they get them cut. They get them cut and then they get them dig back in. That's how they do it.
Yeah, because it's like that nigga canine dreads is strong. That nigga, he could fuck around and grab that shit and whoop your ass with his dreads. But you, I know niggas that got dreads, and it just be like two hairs holding one dreadlock on.
Somebody done called into my show. Who is this? Caller from the 956. You're live on True S Radio.
Nine, five, six.
Hey,
936.
Oh,
yeah, yes, sir.
We're
going down, fam.
What's up, man? As y'all can see, somebody else balling me too. That's how I got confused.
Yeah, I know I'm doing radio. Shit. Yeah, you gonna call me. No goddamn will, I'm on the alpha 18 every motherfucking night.
Then the only 2 hours I require you not to fuck with me.
Who that is, hell?
I don't know. He just pull them up. They don't want to talk about nothing. Actually, my phone is on a blitz. I couldn't tell you nothing.
Damn. Oh, so Trey Song pulled out Jacquees dread. Oh, okay. It was wonderful.
Oh.
That's
not true. That's a made up story.
No, that's for real. No. Dude went live. He went live with his dread missing. That's how I knew it. He went live talking about it.
That bitch had musical trace on for my hell.
I think that shit they've been battling that R&B stuff. Cause he was on that Jacquees was on that versus 20 women. The
yeah,
one booster all of
them. There will never.
Yeah,
there will never be another king of R&B.
They ain't never know about it until Jacquees. He went live about it. So did nobody know about it. He went live about it. Yeah, this ain't making no sense.
Trying to read it ain't making no sense.
I'm gonna have to find the video. Somebody, he came in the club talking about rape, and he punched his own brother or something, and he told him Chris Brown the GOAT. I was like, what? What does this mean?
What else should we do? I guess I'll put a couple of more songs before we go. Oh, 15 minutes. Y'all young, she young, pretty good game. We'll do this.
Tummy tuck, but I cut for real. No makeup, but I applied well. No breast lift, I just support.
spark the thrill. Good foot, good foot, heavy on a good foot. One little lean, now everybody shook, shook. Right foot, left foot, heavy when I shook, shook. Slide to the right, now come with your good foot. Lean to the left, now lean with a good foot. Left foot, left foot, here to my loop, loop. Right foot, left foot, clean when I shook, shook. Cut to the left, step back, just to feel good. Now, I'ma leave you in the barn. For now.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, okay.
Niggas don't want smoke. Faking with the beat when you really want all that blunt smoke. I know cats that's up in my city that got the best smoke. Watch out how you drunk in my city, boy, you can get smoke. Boy, I got some killers that's with me. Niggas don't want smoke. Bet you I can clear out the city with all that gun smoke. Hitters on my payroll and trust me, them niggas love smoke. Watch out how you drunk in my city, boy, you can get smoke. Boy, I got some killers that's with me. Nigga who wants money. Speaker, hold your peace, cause my peace ain't with all the dumb jokes. Nicky with the cannons, I promise you that's a drum roll. If it's Call of Duty, my nigga, watch how my gun go. Kill confirming niggas all tagging is what I gun for. Indica sativa, my nigga, I really love smoke. Call my candy lady and ask her about that loud drone. Boy, you know I'm packing it heavy, I let my lungs show. Nigga, don't you ask me about Reggie, that get you drugged, ho. Smith West my lap, while I got the rosy ready for a pack. Couple of tails up in the sack while I'm packing all of the smoke, ho. Niggas be on that smack. Now I'm so good and all that, but push up on me, don't we get clapped over that. Niggas don't want smoke. Faking with the beef when you really want all that blunt smoke. I know cats that's up in my city that got the best smoke. Watch out how you talk in my city, boy, you can get smoke. Boy, I got some killers that's with me.
Bitches don't want smoke. Don't talk shit, cause when I step in the city, you is a bait smoke. You scared now, but the killer death in me be blowing hella smoke. So watch them, cause I'm all about getting it. Bitch, don't you get smoke. I clocked in and the time just start ticking. I'm breaking hella smoke. Put you in a pack while you screaming out loud. Bitch, you a basic smoke. I blow you out just so you reach the cloud. Hold you a stratus smoke. Now watch the steps, cause I'm all about getting it. Bitch, don't you get smoke. I clocked in and the time just start ticking. I'm bringing hella smoke. I'm the antidote, known to make it choke. It's true, you see. I'm bringing hella heat. What a smoke, yeah. Known to make a bitch tap out quick. Shit, I'm on the scene. I be looking for it. That's why I double back. Got a bag full of these clothes tags. What a morgue, yeah. You got the address and fill it up fast. On the base, big. I drop a bag quick. It's a choke hold. I leave it to sink. I take it there and I leave it there. You body, body, go and grab it. Yeah, put your dead weight. I don't like support. I pull the plug, then plead the court. I lay it down with a big smile. Yeah, I'm fucked up, but you in the ground. I don't just murder shit. First I say my grace, then decapitate what is in my way. So make room, cause the truth is here. She got the smoke, then these bitches fear. Bitch, I'm booted up, and I'm click tight. I'm on the south, but I'm about to ride. I got a trunk full of that good shit. Pop that bitch and smoke it quick. Don't want smoke, don't talk shit. Cause when I step in the city, you is a vape smoke. You scared now, but the killer death in me be blowing hella smoke. So watch the steps, cause I'm all about getting it. Bitch, don't you get smoke. I clocked in and the time just start ticking. I'm breaking hella smoke.
I grew up in the big city.
Like, what?
Don't you
Yeah, this is Glee, a.k.a. Young Gunner, chicken and butter, hit you with something to make you stutter, motherfucker. Go DJ, this is the damn day, I'm finna say what I got to say, yeah. Go DJ, this is the damn day, I'm finna say what I got to say. I got my DJ and I'm liking the beat, I got my DJ. Sister Sweet Pea, Slim One up in here, kinda so crispy, y'all way they fit. What did you get this? I'm getting fucked up, getting pumped up, getting high in the bitch. You already know I'm good, you know I keep the dog, keep it strong, keep it going out the door, going out the door. Y'all bitches better let it be known before I pull out the chrome and name it down the song. One beat, when I speak, I can feel it, y'all already know. Check me, Lil Nick. AKA Young Gunner, thicker than butter, hit you with something that make you stutter. I am the one, indeed you already know. I always say repping my street. BLOG, where I be, fucking mobbing these motherfucking city streets. Fuck with me. You already know I'm repping it red, and I already know I ain't even deadly or dead. Yeah, I ain't repping my shit. I ain't repping my shit. I ain't repping my shit.
Town.
H-Town, yeah. Holding it down. Lil' Nika here, one of the slim one is for your big day, boy. I love y'all, boy.
What's
y'all
up,
come
baby?
Fuck with me.
Your bricks, boy, what's
fuck
up?
Fuck with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happening? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Going live. True Red Radio. We bring up this thing once again. Talk about true minister death. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank my comrades for joining me tonight here on the trail. And we'll be entertaining you next week, of course. We have several guests and some new music coming as well. So keep it locked right here to your True West Radio Network. Thank you. Yeah. Right there. So, what's the plan for tomorrow? We're going to watch the football this weekend. What they got going on? Anything live in basketball? Basketball live yet? Am I talking to my motherfucking self?
Football.
Now everybody's talking one time now. Okay.
I'm on my way to Baton Rouge, y'all. I'll be down there in Louisiana, truly. I'm on my way to Baton Rouge. I'm pulling out now.
Man, that's 3 hours from me. How you going to tell me? What you going down there to do, Buddha?
I'm going down there with my cousin. She's going to a convention. I'll be down there. We'll just turn around and trip.
You sound like Mr. Everywhere in Scratch. You're going to come down here on a day of.
I was down there trying to call you. You wouldn't answer your phone.
Man, I did.
Nigga, I had already passed your house. You gonna answer like 3 hours later, type of shit.
I don't know what the radio station is down there.
She said, oh, no.
No, I said, I don't know.
Yeah, we've been in Shreveport about another hour. I'll be through there. I'll check the thing.
Oh, so you've been being Shreveport about an hour?
I'm on the radio station now.
Okay. Well, I'll be up.
Probably
you got to talk to
me. Probably be up there by 8:30. It'll be 8:30 when we get to split.
It's 10 o'clock.
I'm making it about 3 o'clock, man.
So by 11 o'clock,
she's staying tomorrow.
Y'all coming tomorrow, eh? Y'all got to stop through this way?
We're getting going through 10th County Shreveport.